Okay, so our next presenter is the Seok Jae-jung, and he'll talk about graphics and the input module in Tizen.
Good morning, everyone. Does everybody enjoy this conference?
Yes.
Yeah, I stayed late yesterday. I drank beers till 3 a.m. A little bit tired, but I'm okay. And my name is Seok Jae-jung. I have joined the UI framework team in SLP, which is the Samsung Linux platform, since 2007. And I'm still lead the graphics and input part in Tizen on Samsung side. I could say the SLP is the base of Tizen. And in this presentation, I will give some overview of our graphics and input in Tizen. And this presentation is very introductory level. And it is very helpful to not only application developer, but also the people who want to join developing platform itself. The agenda of my presentation will look like this. I will show some overall architecture. There will be two diagrams. One is component view diagram, and the other is runtime view diagram. And I will show what Windows system we are using. And then I will show some Enlightenment Foundation libraries and graphics system. There is an input service framework to provide input from the touch or from the hardware keyboard. So we basically use open source SCIM, and we give some modification to meet the requirement in the mobile world. And we have voice framework, which supports basically STT and TTS, speech to text and text to speech. And I will show some elementary widgets. I will show some looks of elementary widgets. Elementary is part of EFL. And I will show some references. Okay, here are overall architecture of our graphics and input. As you can see, we are based on Linux kernel, and we are using X window system. So everything is running under X, and our window manager is Enlightenment. On top of X, the application running with Enlightenment Foundation library. Usually Enlightenment Foundation libraries, they are starting with character E. Here are some libraries, elementary, EDJ, we sometimes call it Edge, and E-Core, Avas, EAT, and ANA, those are EFL. And we are using the FreeType 2 for rendering font, and we also use font configuration library. Those are all open source. And we provided some graphics libraries, which is OpenGL ES, that is very famous, and we are using OpenGL ES 2.0, and we also support OpenGL ES 1.1. The EGL 1.4 is also provided. We are using Cairo, but EFL doesn't use Cairo itself. In EFL, Avas does doing rendering. The Cairo, the WebKit, actually used this Cairo graphics library. So we provide Cairo here. And there is InfoService framework and voice framework. So application can get its typing from the user with this framework. And the vendor can provide their own proprietary plugin interface through this framework. And the voice framework, it supports the interface to the application. And the vendor also can provide their own proprietary engine, for example, recognition engine or playing engine. Here are the runtime view of our graphics rendering pipeline. All those are processed. So XServer is a base process. So every application should get their playground from the X as a window. So for this case, EFL application uses EFL, and it could be accelerated by hardware, or it can render software itself. Anyway, this application should get a EFL window to rendering their GUI. And as well, there could be some 3D application using OpenGL, ES, and EGL. Usually, that application would be game, right? So this application also should get its window from the X server. And the video application, for example, it also uses the EFL for rendering user interface. And of course, it should use multimedia framework to play video. This application also should get a window from the X server. And those X window, those windows will have its own back buffer. So we are doing texture from PixMap. So this rendering result will be on the direct memory, accessible memory from the OpenGL ES hardware. So our composite window manager actually doing compositing among these textures. I mean, those are Windows back buffers. And the final result will be done by composite window manager, and the result will be frame buffer. Okay, I will explain our window system. Does anybody know X11? No? Maybe everybody knows that, right? X window system is very famous open source, and so we call it usually X11 or just X, but we don't call it X windows, right? So the X originated at MIT in 1984, but the current protocol version, X11, appeared September 1987. So we are using this protocol at this moment. And as you know, X was specially designed to be used over network connection, right? So it's basically client and server architecture. And at present, the X.org Foundation lead this project, and they provide the reference implementation of XServer, X.org. We are using it. And Tizen 1.0 Luxper includes X.org release 7.6, and the server version is 1.9.3. Here is X basic architecture. As I told you, it's follow the client-server model architecture. And we can logically depart client part and server part. So every application using X client, then it should use X library to do some protocol. When application want to create window or drawing something, then the client application send the request to X server and X server will do something for the client request. So all those kind of protocol translated by X library. And X server will accept the request for such as graphical outputs and send back the user event to the client. There could be multiple types of clients. Like this case, application directly use X library, so they should know which API is provided by X library and the application itself called the function provided by this library. And usually, but we don't do like that. That's so primitive. So we do like this. There is a toolkit library. For example, there is a GTK, there is a Qt, and there is a EFL. Those are toolkit library. So they are wrapping the xlib. So application doesn't have to call the X library primitive. Instead, they usually call the toolkit library functions. So toolkit usually provide a common user interface to the user. And every time application process actually they are clients and request to X server. And X server, logically, it has a display. And display is a workstation consisting input devices and output screens. So X server provides this service as a display server. Inside X server, there are several layers. There is a DIX layer, device independent X layer. So every request from the client, X will receive the client in this layer. So the request unpacked by this layer and transfer those requests to corresponding other parts like DDX or OS or extension layer. And there is a DDX layer. It takes care of the hardware dependent stuff, device dependent stuff. And the OS layer, it manages client connections and it schedules works to be done for clients. And it provides some useful allocation and deallocation routines there. The extension library is very special. You know, the most good advantage of X is very extensible. So these layers make X extensible. This is the explanation of previous slide. Okay, now I will explain about Enlightenment Foundation libraries and its graphics. What is EFL? We call it EFL lots of time, right? EFL is Enlightenment Foundation Libraries. So Enlightenment is a project, not just a window manager, but it provides whole suite of libraries for developing your application GUI interface. It provides very fancy and good animation interface. And you can easily do some animation work or some fancy stuff with this EFL. And it covers from small mobile devices like phones to multi-core desktop. Here is a very simple overview of EFL stack. But actually, EFL is not follow the layered architecture. It means application can call any of functions provided by these modules. So When you see this kind of diagram, you may guess there should be some kind of layered architecture, but it's not. It just describes the dependencies. So elementary can use Avas, and Avas use Ina, but Ina doesn't use Avas. And Avas doesn't call elementary. So it can be kind of, you can see this is the dependency, not the layered architecture. So it provides a semi-transitional, there is a toolkit library called elementary. It provides semi-traditional toolkit set. And our core library is Evas, which is a canvas engine. And every drawing object managed by this canvas engine. And there is very powerful abstract object library we call Edge. And it provides this functionality combining object or mix and matching. And even it provides the all full ARPA channels. And you can give events intact. And all this stuff could be transformed in 3D. So here is a more complicated diagram. So elementary is here, which provides a widget set, such as button, entry, list, or something like that. And you can see the loop. Last part. And there is a edge. Physically, you can describe your layout in script with this edge. And eCore provides the main loop. As you know, every GUI application should provide or should use a main loop. So GDK application, for example, it uses a GLE, G main loop, right? So for EFL application, it uses eCore. There is eCore main loop. So eCore provides main loop, and it also provides some useful event hooking APIs. I mean, you can give your work a timely-based or event-based, so you can add a callback using this eCore APIs. And there is Avas, which is the core canvas engine in EFL. And ANA, it provides useful data structure API. So you can create your own data structure. The application also could use this data structure library. So you can create list, array, or hash, or red black tree, something like that. You can use that. And there is a very small script engine called Embryo. As I told you, Edge provides the script-based layouting. And it also provides some action within script. So for that script, it's interpreted by this Embryo. And there is an emotion. In the keynote speech, you saw the recorded demo. There is a transformation of a video object while playing. So it uses emotion. So emotion basically provides a media object library. So it can use Zine or it can use GStreamer. So Our multimedia framework basically use GStreamer, so the emotion backend would be GStreamer. And eThumb is a thumbnail generation library, and eat is data encoding and decoding library. Even you are describing your layout in script, actually, the script and corresponding images will be will be packed in one single binary. To do that, we used EAT. And there is a dbus wrapper, edbus. And EFRID is a helper library for free desktop standard. Why we are using EFL? There is some graphic system, different graphic system. The immediate graphic system versus retain mode graphic system. So usually a traditional toolkit library uses the immediate mode graphic system, like GTK or Microsoft GDI. In this graphic system, application can invalidate, draw something in area, or the Windows system will send an event. Some part of your window it should be updated, so it will your Windows system send WM paint message or expose event to the application. Then application should take care of drawing in the invalidated area, right? And then it directly call some function provided Windows system or graphic system. And then the result immediately on the graphic card, and user can see the updated rendering result, right? This is the immediate mode graphic system. On contrast, there is a retain mode graphic system. For example, Avas, SynGraph, they follow the retain mode graphic system. In this graphic system, application doesn't care about drawing. Instead, they just add drawing object to some canvas engine. So Avas is a canvas engine in EFL. So every object you want to draw, then you just add. For example, button, you just add button object to the canvas engine. If there is updated area needed, then the Windows system will send expose event to the client application, which is same, but application doesn't care about rendering update. Instead, the Avas canvas engine retain those object status, and it automatically draw is seen to the window back buffer. So this is retain mode graphics. The Avas itself has very efficient graphics algorithm inside. So it retains all the status of rendering object. Sorry. If you want to change the drawing result, then just you can change the property of Avas object. Every application running on X will run on separate process. So EFL application will run on separate process from other process. And the good point on Avas, EFL, it can be hardware accelerated without changing any APIs. So application just call the Avas APIs regardless using hardware acceleration or not. If the application uses software rendering, then the elementary uses these finite libraries, and it will render to the shared memory, and XServer will compose it with a composite window manager, and the final result will be framework for like this. And if we are using OpenGL ES hardware acceleration, there is a Avast backend with OpenGL ES. So these are plugin. So you can give environment variable. If you want to hardware acceleration, then you can choose one of engine. So for example, ELM engine equal GL, and then run your application with that environment variable, it automatically look for the backend engine, and all the rendering primitive will be accelerated by this hardware. There are some advanced features in Avast. One is rendering your 3D scene on top of Avast object. Basically, this is an image object. So the requirement is from the application developer, actually. The application developers want to draw their 3D scene on top of 2D object. For example, they want to render their scene, 3D scene, on top of button, right? That kind of requirements can be met by this architecture. So for this case, the application can call OpenGL ES APIs, and then the result will be on the Avast object. And the result also composed or transformed by the Avast to the window back buffer. So for this case, OpenGL ES hardware used 3 times, 1, 2, and 3 for every frame. And there is another feature for rendering video on an Avast object. The pipeline is very similar, but instead of using the OpenGL ES API, it uses the emotion to play video on top of Avast object. So Avast object can be 3D transformed, as I told you, right? So every frame of rendering video can be transformed with Avast engine. All right, we have input service framework. So application usually use its gets input from the keyboard, right? So basically, we are using open source SCIM version 1.4.7, but it's not enough to satisfy mobile requirements because it was developed for desktop hardware keyboard, and it doesn't support touch-based soft keyboard. And there is no interactive interfaces between IM engine and soft keyboard. So we put those kind of features inside our info service framework, and we did some modification to enhance this feature. Here is the architecture of our info service framework, and application will receive their event from the X server. Then usually application has editable widget. So below editable widget, there is equal IMF context, and there is ISF server here, and there is a inter-process communication between application and ISF. And all the input will transfer to this if service framework, and it can be changed depending on your localization. For example, we Korean, we are using composition, vowel and consonant. So we need our own automata, and we need our own keyboard, soft-based keyboard. So those can be plugged in. Any vendor can provide their own design keyboard, soft keyboard, as a plugin, and they can also provide corresponding automata engine here. So input service manager handle those connections. We have voice framework. It provides two major functionality, speech to text and text to speech, which is client server model. And there are two components, daemon and client library. So STT daemon running in background for the STT service, the client application will use client library and the request recognizing some voice or some sounds. Then STT daemon will recording the sounds, and it runs the STT engine, and it will return the recognized text to the client. So here is a STT daemon state diagram. So if there is any request from the client, then it will be ready state and starting the record. And finally, recognized text will be returned. Text-to-speech is very similar to speech-to-text. It also provides a client-server model. And there are two components, daemon and client library. So if your application wants to get service from that daemon, then you should use client library APIs. Now, I will show the look of elementary widgets. Elementary is very flexible to make your own theme. So in here, I show the desktop theme. So inherently, elementary is based on Avas. All the objects, all the widgets are based on Avas object. So for example, button, there is a couple of several Avas objects, like background image, foreground image, focused image, and it's text. So the button widget is composed of those Avas objects. And it provides container widget and non-container widget. If you have any experience on GDK or other toolkit library, there is also container and non-container. Container contains another container or non-container widget. Box, conformant, grid, layout, panes, scroller, table. There are many containers in elementary widgets. And with button, check, entry, those kind of widgets are not containers. Here are some looks of our widgets. And you can see this look in elementary project site, website. So you can do your work with this kind of community, and we have Taizen community, and also we have Enlightenment Project community. So you can look into this site, and you can subscribe mailing list to get some information from this community. So if you have any questions regarding this project or EFL project, then you can use IRC, right? This is my end of presentation. Thank you. Have any questions?
So quick question is that the like the home application on the Taizen device, are they built with this EFL natively, or are they also the web apps using the HTML5?
Basically, Taizen support HTML5 web application, but we also implementing internally with EFL. So you can see the menu screen, which is based on EFL. All the indicator it uses EFL as well.
And I had to be at the other session to know whether how the WebKit is accelerated with EFL.
Mm-hmm. WebKit is also use EFL.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. You mean directly call EFL from the web application?
No, there's so much work happening in Taizen about defining web APIs for accessing all parts of the device and building applications, but if we're saying you can also build native apps, Enlightenment, will it have exactly the same support natively for all those same APIs?
Currently, those APIs are only for in-house application, because as you know, Taizen is for web application development. So at this moment, only in-house application uses these EFL APIs.
So for example, you can't access the camera, for example,
camera? Yeah. EFL doesn't provide the camera API. Actually, there is a multimedia framework. We call the APIs provided by multimedia framework to use. Or was
when would you write an app native on EFL versus doing a Taizen web app?
For web app, it provides a web API to handle the camera. For that case, the web application calls the camera API through the Taizen device API, right? Yeah, those applications follow the different path. So web application basically use WebKit and WebKit EFL port, and final rendering will be through the X window, right? The EFL uses EFL library, and it render directly to the X window.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that a vendor who is making a Taizen device has an opportunity to make the application based on the EFL library, but on the customer facing API and application development, the story is HTML5. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Because the Taizen is mother is the SLP, so SLP is starting from the using the EFL, and then that's why we provide information about the EFL. And also the web application is based on the web view, which is implemented using EFL, so we have to provide information EFL. And internally, we are developing the application using EFL. So, and you are saying that is the vendor can have opportunity to develop the EFL, but I cannot answer to that question right now because the we don't know yet. Because the if the requirements, if a certain requirement have to use the EFL, then there's might a chance to do that. But at this point, we are merely the developers, so we cannot say, we cannot answer to that question right now at this moment. But eventually, the EFL will show up anyway.
I appreciate your questions. Which acceleration? I'm sorry, could you use mic?
So, do you have video acceleration capability in the stack? And if yes, and which video acceleration API do you use in this stack? And how do you plug into this? The video stuff, yeah. Go back.
Here?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, basically, the Abbas image object, this is an Abbas image object, and you can create Abbas image object with some hint. The dynamic hint, then it will create its surface on the texture area. So that is an EGL image. So if you render, there is a GStreamer sync which directly render its video to that area. So we can remove our buffer coffee for that case. So that is acceleration actually. So, and video codec is hardware. No, we just use common API in provided Abbas.
So, any devices should have some video acceleration capability. For Intel, for example, there are some AWA stuff. So, do you have a plan or do you create such that stuff?
I don't exactly understand your question.
I'm sorry, I will lose him first because the next speaker is ready. So,
can you talk about it? Outside. Thank you.